You are learning some interesting lessons in the time that you are in. And a lot of that is because of the solitary time that you have had for yourselves. You may have noticed that this is a time that has eliminated the kind of comparisons which occur in a regular time. It is, they have been some either muted or eliminated. You are not likely to feel envious about someone you know who is taking a world vacation. And that is because no one can take one now. So some of this has been somewhat artificially removed, but it has given your own nervous system, shall we say, time to not react to things that you might have reacted to before. And this is something that we hope to carry forward with us. To remember that the most important thing on your path is you, and that comparisons are indeed evil. But this particular time has been such a study in elimination, and it hopefully will allow us to move forward. So perhaps we move out of this and we hear about a friend who takes a world vacation, but we remember when no one could. And we remember when that was actually not the most important thing. Being healthy, being alive, practicing loving kindness, those were the healthy things. And if we can hold on to this, even while the world begins to start up again, then this time will be a great blessing. A great blessing to us. The other thing, too, is that the demand cycle, it does not mean that there is not demand, but it is not 10 demands pressing on you at the same time. There may be a thing for you to work with and to figure out, but you are not being, shall we say, distracted by 10 other things pushing on you and happening at the same time. And what we hope to bring out of this time is a remembrance that we do better if we do not try to respond to 10 things at the same time. We do better to claim the right to look at what is in front of us and say, I will attend to this. I do not need to fracture myself or pull myself in so many directions. Also, this has been a preparation for a new kind of multitasking. We find, looking at the world, we find this very interesting, in that as woman, you often feel that if you are not emotionally connected to a task, you are not doing a good job of it. As it happens, that is not true. And the power of knowing that is something that can walk with you the rest of your life. When we move from this time, we want you to have permission to say, here's more than one thing pulling me, and I can multitask, but I am not going to be emotionally involved with every task. It sounds a bit strange, perhaps, but when you have been programmed to respond emotionally to every task, you can understand how difficult it is to maintain energy for the task of your life that are in your chosen area, in the places where you want that task to be. So this idea that some tasks do not need your full emotional response. You may have a feeling about it, or even an intellectual response, but you do not need to go to the altar for the sacrifice for everything that you do. And this time has given you a chance to work with that idea so that when you feel yourself pulled in so many directions, you can register that as wrong. You can say something is not going well with me, with my life, with the way that I am moving. So without judgment, I'm going to stop and I'm going to check the emotional line that takes my energy. I am going to see where it is going. There will always be situations that are presented to you as an emergency. A beautiful thing to learn is to be able to stop yourself and evaluate that emergency through your eyes, not through the eyes of the other, but through your eyes. Because if you can look at it and make note that someone else is viewing this as an emergency, but be able to look over and see that it probably is not. And this is another power. And hopefully we have been using this kind of time that we have been in to learn that and to learn that more fully. If every time someone rings an emotional emergency bell and you respond that way, you are wasting your energy. That does not mean that you are a good person to make someone else's emergency yours. What you are a good person, but what makes you a peaceful person is to evaluate what is being called an emergency and decide how much of your emotional energy you are going to give to someone else's emergency. So another one of the learnings of solitude, and we believe you are going to find more of these lessons, but we are simply going to underline some of these lessons now so that when we move into a freer zone, you can remain free. You do not have to be the victim of someone else's emergencies, which allows you in an interesting way to multitask, because there is not so much panic about the task. There is not so much emotional involvement with the task. And when you do that, then you can come home and be alive at the end of the day, because you did not give yourself away to everything that was marked important or emergency. So we want you to think about this, and we will be talking about some of the other lessons that are coming up out of solitude that will serve you very well when the world becomes bright and alive, but demanding again. So we will take a few moments to speak about this in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel a warm rain falling around your body, washing away the weak, washing away any anxiety that you might have caught in the week. Feel it falling away from your field, falling away from the outside of your body. And let that warm rain come into your crown. Wash away the thoughts that are heavy. Wash away the responses that make you tired. Feel the rain fall and fall into your throat center. And wash away any tension or anxiety that might have caught in your communication center. Feel that freed up. Let the rain fall in your heart and nurture your beautiful heart center so it can grow and thrive. Let the rain fall in your solar plexus and wash away any emotions that you want to release, that you need to move on. Feel the rain fall into your second center. And let the rain wash away any shame or judgment that might still be in that center that needs to leave you to lighten your load. Feel the rain fall in your root. And let the rain begin to wash away any limitation that you might be carrying in your root, so that that center can begin to plan using the energy of your heart and your spirit. Begin to make a structure that will move you forward as your whole self. Feel a bright golden sun above your head, and feel that sun tip and tip golden light into your crown, opening your crown so that you can receive more now that is good, that you have never received before. Feel that flow of golden light into your third eye to make your intuitive powers strong and true. And feel the golden light fill your throat so that you speak through loving kindness both to yourself and to the world around you. Feel the golden light flow into your heart and nurture the garden in your heart. And see how bright and beautiful your heart center has become. Feel the flow of golden light into your solar plexus, a place where you can feel joy and peace. Let the golden light flow into your second center and restore the beautiful energy waterfall that cleanses everything in life for you as you walk, cleanses without judgment, without fear, allows you to release the things you no longer need to carry. Feel the flow of golden light come down through your body and into your root. and feel that line of golden light that connects you with the energy of the universe. Feel it through the center of your body, down through your body, and let it connect you to the earth. Move your attention into your heart center. And as you see the beauty all around you, see a path that is moving upward in your heart. Walk on that path, but without effort, knowing that the path will gently bring you up to the place you need to be. As you walk the path, come to a place where nature is expressed and see what is there for you, an animal, a flower, a mountain. See what speaks to you from nature. Now move along on the path. And come to a place of learning. And see how that learning expresses to you in a color or a book or a form. Allow yourself to know and keep the symbol. Move forward on the path and come to a place of gifts. And see that there is a table there and your gift is on that table. Rest your mind. Know your gift. Now know that every step you take on your path, energy is coming up through that path and filling your body. Take in all the energy until you are back in your heart center. And find that there is water to drink there to refresh your spirit. Begin to breathe into the center of your heart to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.